Zonda Crypto CEO flees to Israel as Polish crisis tops $100 million. The Zonda Crypto chief executive has reportedly left Poland for Israel, while Polish prosecutors expand an investigation that is now described as a 100-plus crisis. The update was flagged early Friday by Wu Blockchain, citing reporting from the Polish outlet Onet, and follows the earlier disclosure that prosecutors were probing a 4,500 BTC wallet linked to the exchange. The new detail, the executive's confirmed destination, turns a whereabouts unclear story into something closer to a fugitive question. As of April 25, 2026, Zonda Crypto has not issued a public response addressing the report. What changed since the first wallet probe? The earlier reporting placed the Zonda Crypto CEO out of reach of Polish authorities and centered on a single Bitcoin wallet of roughly 4,500 BTC. That figure alone, at current prices near $7,500 per coin, sits at about 349 nanauts in nominal exposure if those coins are linked to client funds, well above the 100 milliliter number now being attached to the broader case. The 100 nalim plus crisis framing, attributed to Onet, suggests prosecutors are looking past the single wallet at fee revenue, balances on the platform, and other holdings tied to the exchange or its principals. That widening matters because it shifts the inquiry from a discrete custody question into something that resembles the early phase of a wider exchange wind down. The Israel destination is significant for one practical reason. Extradition between Poland and Israel is governed by treaty and EU instruments, but Israeli citizenship can complicate surrender to a foreign jurisdiction. Whether that constraint applies here depends on the executive's status, which has not been publicly confirmed. While a Polish exchange story is a custody story, Zonda Crypto is one of the better-known regional exchanges in Central and Eastern Europe, with a footprint that long predates the EU's MiCA regime. The case fits a pattern that has now repeated across multiple jurisdictions: a custodial venue with sizable user balances, an executive who becomes hard to reach, and a wallet whose state is opaque to outsiders. For depositors, the only piece of information that matters in moments like this is whether the platform still controls the keys to their funds. That answer rarely arrives on the day of the headline. It arrives months later, in a court filing or trustee report, and the gap between the two is where most realized losses occur. This is the recurring argument for self-custody options and for cards that spend directly from a user-controlled wallet rather than an exchange omnibus account. The trade-off is real. Self-custody requires more operational care from the user, but the failure mode is bounded by personal OPSEC rather than by a foreign prosecutor's timeline. The 4,500 BTC question, the 4,500 BTC wallet, sits at the center of the investigation, and it is also the most concrete fact in the public record so far. A few things to note about why prosecutors care about it. A wallet of that size is not consistent with a personal trading account. It is consistent with operational reserves, a hot or cold wallet for client deposits, or an inter-exchange settlement balance. On-chain analysts can see when funds move out of a watched address, even if they cannot always identify the destination. That makes capital flight harder to disguise than in a fiat-only failure. If the coins originated from client deposits and were later commingled with corporate balances, the legal posture shifts from a recovery question to a misappropriation question. None of that is unique to Zonda Crypto. The same question surfaced in the early hours of every major exchange collapse since 2022. What it means for Polish and EU users. For users with active balances on Zonda Crypto, the rational move is to assume withdrawal access can be paused or restricted at any point and to plan accordingly. That guidance applies regardless of whether the platform itself has done anything wrong, since prosecutorial action against an executive can trigger banking and operational disruptions that pass through to depositors. For the broader EU market, this episode lands during a year when MiCA implementation is forcing platforms to choose between full licensing and exit. Cases like this give regulators a fresh reason to tighten supervision on operational segregation of client assets, which has been a quieter but more consequential debate than the headline licensing fights.